And I think the idea group which we had years ago, where we had Jakob with his perception Vart, and Jens with his perception of the whole industry and the whole world and art as well, and Müller Petersen, who was an engineer with technology out of this world, and I was then representing the market side. The four of us met every Wednesday at 12 o'clock, had lunch together, discussed what we have seen, and then Jakob and Jens had models which we placed on the heard all about that at Jakob Jensen and discussed it. And that was very fruitful. And I'll say we reacted to statistics, but we always interpreted the trend.
Yeah.
And that meant that we was a little bit before
the
market. And I think that the skills of Bang & Olufsen were used were very good. And I think because we could see a problem coming up, namely that in the beginning of the industry you could do everything yourself. We made the tiny screw, the transformator, transformer, everything we did. But today it's merely an assembly line, components from other ones. And you're not in charge, you don't master the main components, Peter Tube. And we could see that be squeezed in. Where we had a technology competitive edge, it disappeared. The only, and I think that was deliberately, what was really developed was IR communication. And that's the best. The IR communication of Bang & Olufsen is the best in the world. It's not sensitive to sunlight, and it's much better coded, and you can do a lot of things which you can never do in that. And that's a basic technology which we could master ourselves, and it was then used to perfection. And that gave the one of the ideas to my last project, Bang & Olufsen, which I think Jakob showed you, namely a remote control watch.
He didn't show me that.
But that was my last project.
A
watch with a remote, a complete remote control.